This talk accompanies the workshop in Chapter 3. Read the workshop material first, so you are familiar with the ideas in it. Then listen to the introductory remarks in this talk. When prompted, pause the talk so you can start the procedure. To be able to flex easily, you need a lot of freedom in the major joint of your legs, your hips, your knees, and your ankles. We sometimes call this procedure monkey, as the shape of your body resembles that of a monkey, but internally there is dynamic muscular activity. Monkey can be done in a variety of ways, and we are choosing a basic version for our work today. You will end up with your upper body inclined forwards from your hips, your head leading the movement, and your legs flexed at all three sets of joints. To maintain yourself in this inclined position, encourage your back to balance you out by lengthening. It is lengthening that will support you and stop you falling further forward. This encourages your back and indeed all your muscles to tone sufficiently. Let's begin. Stand quietly with your feet about hip width apart. Your knees should be straight, but not locked, and your arms gently hanging beside you. Take some time to allow your whole body to lengthen up from the floor. Let your feet rest on the floor, with your heels dropping and your toes lengthening forwards away from your heels. Ask your neck to be free so you can send your head up. You can send it to an imaginary red dot about 3 foot above your head and slightly forward of your crown, so you can't actually see it, but you know that it's there. You are going to ask the big joints of your legs to release, but only to release. Don't bend them. It's an intention you create in your mind rather than an action you take in your body. So ask your ankles to release, particularly the fronts of your ankles, your knees to release, particularly the backs of your knees, and your hip joints to release. Keep your back lengthening and widening as you do this, and a sense of your up direction. Don't let yourself sink at all. Keep your back widening as well as lengthening. Ask yourself to release your neck again and allow the weight of your forehead to start to tip you forwards. Keep the integrity of your neck column as you do this, and you will feel a slight stretch on your back from the weight of your head. If you let your neck droop, you will not get this tone. As you tip forwards, allow your hips to bend backwards and your knees to bend forwards at the same time. It is as if you are folding up. Keep your back in one piece. Don't bend at the waist, only at the hips. Don't go too low. Just lower your overall height by about a foot. Having decided when to stop lowering yourself, make sure you simply stay there. You are going to give yourself some more directions, and as you do so, it is important that they stay as directions and don't translate into movement. Ask your neck to stay free so your head can continue to go up, and ask for length from the base of your ears, down your back, to the base of your pelvis. You don't need to be too precise about the locations. Just ensure you ask your head and pelvis to lengthen away from each other. Don't curl up on your front either. Keep a length from your collarbone down to your pubic bone. Ask the muscles at the back and front of your thighs to release, so your knees can direct away from your back. Don't bend your knees or hips when you ask for this. Ask your shins and calves to lengthen so your feet can stay balanced on the floor. Ask your shoulders to widen. Don't let them droop forward. Let your arms just swing forwards a little, with your elbows and fingers straight but not stiff. Now check you haven't forgotten your head direction, or stiffened your neck, or held your breath. Without moving or straightening up, ask your whole body to lengthen from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, just as you would in semi-supine. Now you are ready to stand up again, so resist the temptation just to push yourself up with your legs or brace your back. Let your head direction lead your movement and allow your legs to straighten in response to the up direction. Don't brace your knees back, but make sure they are fully straightened when you think you have finished standing up. Take a little time to check that you are breathing freely and easily. If you are new to monkey, it can be hard work on your legs, particularly if you unwittingly pull down as you lower your height. Take it slowly and play with the variations suggested in the workshop details, and this will give you a sense of supporting your back. This is the end of the talk.